National Historical Park and Preserve, the City of Eunice, the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Foundation, the St. Landry Parish Tourist Commission, the John Guillory Allstate Insurance Company of Eunice, Louisiana, the Cajun French Music Association, the Best Stop Supermarket of Scott, Louisiana. Entertaining you tonight will be Ivy Duca and Cajun Cousins with special guest Caleb Trahan. Your host this evening, he's a musician, a recording artist, a vocalist, a retired fire chief, and an avid promoter of Cajun music and culture, Monsieur Ray Landry. So now, let's give a very warm welcome to Ivy Duga and Cajun Cousins with Caleb Trahan.
Yeah, the Cajun cousins. Don't get no better than that, sir. Far to my left over there on vocals and bass, Mr. Ivy Duga. On the drums back there, one of the guys that I spent a large part of my adult life on the softball field with. One thing I know about Keith, he's very competitive. Where he got that, if anybody knows his dad, you know exactly where he got that. Mr. Keith Richard on drums back there. On the pedal steel right there, Mr. Danny Cormier. On fiddle right there, Mr. Benny Mueller. And of course, a kid that I've seen grow up in Cajun music. I remember the first time I saw him, I think it was at Harry's Lounge and Harry's Bar and Lounge. Even it's where the CFMA used to meet, okay? So it was, I know he was back then. He was probably only 12, 13 years old maybe. And I've liked him way back when. He's only got better and better. Mr. Caleb Trojan on accordion. So we're going to try to keep the talking to a minimum. I know that's kind of hard for me to do, but we're going to try that. We're going to do.
I got to say this, though, before. The reason why Jackie is not here tonight, he's not sick. He's very, very well and excited where he's at. He's a new grandpa the first time.
Oh, wow.
And I know how that feels because I went through that, too. So.
That's great. So we're going to do one for you, something called La Chère Jolie Blonde.
Thank you.
Yeah, that song has been sung as well as that, but never better than that, that's for sure, Avi. You know, the Cajun Cousins will be performing tomorrow afternoon at the La Poussière Cajun Dance Hall. For you folks that don't know, you know, the La Poussière is the only remaining old-time Cajun dance hall left in existence. It has gone smoke-free, so it makes it even better when you go there. Of course, that's the only thing that's free. It's the air that you breathe there, but you know, you got to pay for this wonderful band. And y'all start tomorrow afternoon, what time? 2 o'clock. 2 to 4. 2 to 5. 2 to 4. 2 to 6. Oh, 4-hour gig. Oh, my God. OMG.
It's a junior. Junior Miller lies in 4 hours.
We're going to do one. La Somme du Soir, la speciale, la Somme du Soir, the Saturday night special. Is that right, Caleb? That's the next one on the list. Okay, Saturday night special.
Thank you.
Yeah, the Cajun cousins. That's a good one. Well, I like that me. That's what Monique Shores avait. Comment un petit garçon qui vient de Carancro arrivé loin là-bas, Texas, pour jouer la musique? Comment ça se fait, ça?
Well, mon père et ma mère étaient là-bas. C'est mon grand-père qui m'a élevé, moi. Depuis l'âge de 2 ans, j'étais au Carancro.
Oh.
Et quand lui est mort, je n'avais pas de place pour aller parce que notre famille est beaucoup, beaucoup petite.
Qui restait là-bas, à Texas?
Mon dad, ouais.
I asked him, how did a young boy from Carancro end up playing music all the way in Texas over there? And for you that don't speak French, he was being raised by his grandmother, lived in Carancro, and his mom and dad was in Texas, lived with his grandmother for a couple of years in Carancro, and then moved to Texas.
Et je suis le seul dans quatre petits qui a gardé la langue.
Dans quatre petits qui parlent français, ouais. C'est parce que de ton grand-mère.
Je suis sûr.
He said there was out of 4 kids, he was the only one that kept the French language because of his grandmother. You know, back in the day, Ivy's been playing forever. He doesn't look that old, but he's been playing forever. You know, he did some stints with, you know, Cheryl Cormier. He was vocals and steel guitar player for Cheryl Cormier. And did some many, many years with Phil Minard. How about Joe Bonzol? Did you do some stuff with him, too, as well?
I played every instrument at bandstand with Joe Bonzol.
Oh, is that right?
At one time or another, I sure did, except the accordion. He wouldn't let me play the accordion.
Yeah, sure, sure. You know? I remember him keeping time on his accordion. Remember seeing the old films of Joe Bonzol? He would keep time by slapping the fingers on his accordion, and then when it was his turn to take the run, he would just go. Some beautiful music back in the day, some beautiful music today. One of those is my favorite, La Voce de Capelin, the Capelin Waltz.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Mr. Benny Mueller on vocals and fiddle. Benny, come right by that microphone, my friend. So what's your story on the music? What made you decide that you were going to play the fiddle in the first place?
Well, I used to play the rhythm guitar, and the fiddle player didn't show up one night, and I happened to have a fiddle, so I was designated a fiddle player.
Well, did you always play Cajun music, or it was back in the day with Swamp Pop, maybe rock and roll?
No, I always played Cajun.
Always played Cajun? So how did you come about meeting Jackie Collier and the Cajun Cousins back in the day?
Jackie called me one night to play a New Year's Eve dance at the Sparkle Paradise, and I've been with him ever since.
Is that right? Yeah. Great. Good relationship, I'm sure, because every time I see him, I see you. And the wives, of course, are always with you.
We're all great friends. We've been riding together for 23 years now. So.
Wow, amazing. That's great. Well, we're going to do something for you called La Paradis des Musiciens, Musician's Paradise.
Ayer amoré, fue real el paradis de musicien. Y n'a pas de mal compris, et a pas de cœur cassé. Il manque ce mensonge, et sa chante des belles chansons. Quand il amoré, fue real el paradis de musicien.
Paradis des musiciens. I always did like that tempo to that song. Of course, some bands play Blues de Bosco. Blues de Bosco is sort of like you can bring that that tempo into it. Normally, a dance like that is going to fool you because you think you can dance to that song, but it's kind of like a, it's not a two-step, it's not a waltz, it's kind of like a one-step, so you got to know what you're doing. And you get excited when you hear the beat and you think you can dance to it, but let me tell you, you're up for a surprise when you get on the dance floor. We're going to do something for you now, something called the gravel road. I need to try to say it in French. Vieux chemin gravel. The old gravel road. He did that when he was with Phil Minard when you did that originally. Is that right? No? The gravel road?
No, actually, I cut it twice. I wrote it many years ago, but I cut it twice. It never come out until I did it with Jackie. Then we decided we're going to let it out.
Well, good for you because you won Song of the Year and everything else with that song. So we'd like to for them to play it. Something called The Gravel Road.
Hey, my feet.
Those were the happy days, the little gravel roads. Can you imagine if you live in Lafayette, Marsh Street, just a two-lane gravel road, no I-49, no I-10, yay, no Evangeline Thruway, yay, no Johnson Street, OMG.
You know, it's ironic, tonight, right here, there is three people that lived on them gravel roads right around where I was born and raised and wrote that song about, that is here tonight.
Really?
J.B. Cormier, his sister Grace, and Mr. Aaron Forsted over there.
Sure. Lived on the gravel. So, we all remember the gravel road. It was like, you know, we used to. I can remember. Remember when you was a kid, you could go barefooted and run on gravel. When you was a kid, you couldn't do that, Grace. I know the boys could do that. We would go barefooted and run on the hot gravel like we were running on grass. And to see those kids, because the kids don't go without shoes today. It's not unheard of, but I mean, just it was amazing.
Grace says she never ran on gravel. That's not true. She passed in front of my house. And said, man,
you know the song that I was thinking about a while ago. Probably when I was talking about the gravel road, I was probably talking about La Voz de Heritage. Is that the one that you originally did with Phil Menard? Yes, I knew it was going to come to me. So, and we would like to do that one for you. Also written by Ivy Duga, La Voz de Heritage, Heritage Walls.
Essayer de préserver la langage de Cajun et la musique qu'on aimait, en pitié écouter. Ton cas pour moi, c'est un forestier. J'étais Cajun quand j'étais né. Thank you.
La Base Heritage. Tu connais les cousins cajuns et beaucoup aimés par le CFMA, l'Association de la musique cajun. Very well liked by the CFMA, and it's plain to see why. Let's give it up for the Cajun Cousins. I think that every single time Ivy wrote a song, he won Male Vocalist of the Year. So being a vocalist myself, I learned not to come up with a CD when I knew that I was going to be in competition with Ivy Duga. Just common sense, right? So, well, like the, y'all getting ready for the, are y'all playing for the Le Cajun this year? Do you know Ivy?
Yes, we are. We're going to be the host band on Friday night for the awards.
Oh, for the, okay. And that's going to be at the Rain Civic Center on the 16th and 17th. Is right. I think the 16th is the, some people in the CFMA, can you help us? It's on the 16th, right, Friday night? 17th is the day of the festival. At the Rain Civic Center, you don't want to miss that. One of the fine sponsors here at the Liberty Theater. We owe those people a lot. I'll be talking a little bit about the CFMA in a little bit. But right now, we're going to do Les Flammes d'Enfer.
Thank you.
You know, I've said it many times that we are so lucky as a culture and lovers of Cajun music that this is how I think it all happened. The music was born right here in Eunice and Mamou in the prairie here. It's where it was born and played in Crawley, and then it moved over to Lafayette a little bit and Carancro and Brobridge and Houma, and then it started moving all the way to Texas. Let me tell you, we are so fortunate to have excellent musicians come out of Texas. We talked about them a while ago, you know, Phil Menor, Joe Bonzo, Jesus, Andrew Cormier, Leeson, all the guys from Lake Charles, and Ivy Dugas playing over there now, and Jackie Calle, and all those guys. That's all Texas people still playing Cajun music. So we're so lucky as a culture to have, we spread throughout the whole center part of Louisiana now. And having said that, when you have a kid that's interested in Cajun music, you have to make a lot of sacrifices, and I'll tell you why. It's a perfect example of Caleb Trojan. Way back in the day when he was learning Cajun music, if you know where Creole Louisiana is, it said that you go to the very end of the world and you come back 50 feet. That's where Creole is at. And the CFMA Lafayette chapter and the Acadiana Charter chapter, we would have, back in the day, we'd have a lot of things for kids. They would come and be able to play at the meetings. And I remember seeing Caleb, his mom and dad, driving all the way from Creole just to play, for his son to play maybe three or four songs at a dance. And I still see it today. I see it at the jam session, when the mom and dad walks in with the accordion box or the accordion fiddle box, the fiddle box and the accordion box, you know that they're getting ready to spend a lot of time with that kid. Am I right, Mr. Trojan? That's right, huh? Okay, so let me tell you back in the day when Caleb was coming up. It's almost time for a break, so I can talk a little while. Okay, Mary Tweedale, Jason Bergeron, Seth Guidry, Kevin Nakan, Hunter Hayes, and Matt Corville, that was all guys that would come to the jam session. Now listen to these guys. You know, like Jason Bergeron was playing in about probably five or six Cajun bands, including High Performance. Hunter Hayes, look where he's at. And he was all a member of that age group within 4 or 5 years that came to the CFMA and learned traditional Cajun music and went out there and played. And the parents, who are often forgot, sacrificed a lot for their kids to learn and play Cajun music. So I take my hat off to them. I know it. I've seen it. They have to be the one that sacrificed. And it paid off for us because look what a fine accordion player Caleb has made. Yes. I tell you what Cajun music does to you and being a Cajun music family. His dad and his mom and Caleb and his wife and his little girl still live in Creole, Louisiana. Still part of that homestead. Probably got a gravel road over there, probably. Yes. So we're going to talk a little bit more about CFMA after a while. We're going to do one. One is a lonely number. En se movido en numero ennuyant. Thank you, Avi. We'll be right back.
about you. I'm happy if I don't come.
Hands can't even hold on me on.
Oh, find me better to dawn this pity. And happy days. Just see blue. My skin can't even hold on me on.
I like that, Ivy. I tell you, you do a great job. You know, we were talking about young folks a while ago in the CFMA. And whenever I'm the host here, I make sure that I try to tell you about an event that happens every Saturday at Vermilionville, sponsored by the fine folks for the CFMA. It's another great organization that they are part of. The jam session is brought to you by the BVD, which is the Bayou Vermilion District, is a parent company of Vermilionville and the CFMA. And listen, if you're looking for somewhere to go on a Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock, 1 to 3, you need to come to Vermilionville, because you'll get in absolutely free. If you tell them you're going to the jam session, although it costs you to get into Vermilionville, we have the jam session in the Performance Center. Like this afternoon, we had, I think, 5 accordion players. I think we had 7 fiddle players, and altogether we had about 40 musicians, just not counting the people that come out and sit in the audience. And then we have a lot of tourists that come and enjoy traditional Cajun music. And so if you are looking for a place to go on a Saturday afternoon, Vermilionville is the place to go, 1 o'clock. And talking about young folks, on August the 3rd, next Saturday here, we're going to have the Huval Fusilier Cajun Band. That's with Zach Fusilier. Philip Huval and Luke Huval will be providing the music. But listen to the special guests. They're calling next Saturday night the Transcending of Generations. We're going to have those young folks. I think the oldest one out of the group is maybe Philip, and he might be 18. And they play excellent Cajun, traditional Cajun music. But their special guest is going to be Milton Vanacore, who's in his mid-90s, from what I understand. Also, Don Matusse. I'm not even quite sure. I know Don is probably in his late 80s. Freddie Hanks, who's in his middle 80s. And then D.L. Minard. Oh, my God. He's been playing the back door for 150 years. So no telling how old D.L. is. And they're going to be playing with these fine young musicians all together on the bandstand. It should be something to watch. And on August, that's right, let's hear it. And on August the 10th, the Acadian Cajun Band with Ryan Simon will be furnishing the music. They're going to play the whole night. August the 17th, Goldman Thibodeau and the Lautel Playboys, one of the finest Creole musicians you're ever going to meet on the planet, Goldman Thibodeau. And Mr. Hubert Maître and the Triangle Laces will be having a double bill that night. That's on August the 17th. On August the 24th, Howard Noel Jr. and Cajun Boogie will be providing the music. And then on August the 31st, Joe Simo and Cajun Hearts will be providing the music right here, where you can sit down for $5 and enjoy an hour and a half of traditional, great traditional Cajun music, as you see tonight. So we're going to do one. One is a lonely number. We're going to go to another lonely night. En Otsuara Nui Onsha.
Says in Otsuara Nui Onsha. Le soleil